Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to Dwayne's Auto. Always great to have so many of your calls and your texts coming through on that Werribee Kia open line. Thanks to everyone that dialed the number today for Werribee Kia, 1300 736 736. Werribee Kia makes buying cars easy, and you can drop down and see David, Janan, Aid, Jim, and the whole team. They'd love to see you. A voice, a name you know pretty well on this show, Larry Dent. You can talk to a lawyer, by the way, and start your no-win, no-fee claim today. If you're injured, call Arnold, Thomas and Becker, 1300 333 300. Larry Dent is the principal at Arnold, Thomas and Becker Lawyers. He's been good enough to join me for another chat. Welcome to you, Larry. Great to have you back.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
It's been an interesting time since we last spoke. You and I have spoken a few times on this show, and it's great to get the heads up on a few things. The drugs... The AFL's illicit drugs policy is something that I get calls on quite a bit. So it's good to have you to ask these questions. Can a workplace in general test? The AFL obviously has its own testing system. What is the rules and regulations around a workplace deciding that it will test its workers?
Well, there's no problem with a workplace testing a worker for drugs if those drugs could impact upon the performance of the worker of whatever it is that he's doing, and particularly if there was danger to other workers or members of the public, if there was a worker performing duties under the influence of some sort of drug. So it does come down to the contractual situation in the particular case, but it's not objectionable to test someone for drugs in those circumstances.
So I presume, a pilot, for example, you're not going to let a pilot get behind the controls of a plane if you know that they're under the influence, because they could put a lot of people in danger. What about a person that's only a danger to himself? So that person, he's stapling pieces of paper together. That's his job. He's cleaning cars. So he's only by himself all day. Are you still in trouble if you let a worker go to work in that instance, given that they could still injure themselves, I suppose?
Well, if there's any danger of them injuring themselves, no doubt the worker would say that regardless of what I might want to do, you should have had policies to restrain me. But some of these mind-altering substances that people seem to think are pretty good can have an effect on the business itself. If you've got someone who's drunk or otherwise affected by some sort of drug, it could affect the business that comes to that particular company. So even there, I think there would be a reason for restricting access to people who are under the influence.
And can a workplace call police, Larry? Could the AFL? Why, we have had a number of callers say, why don't the AFL, if they know a person's taking drugs, a footballer's taking drugs, why don't they call the police?
Well, this is just a matter of normal community responsibility. If you know that someone's committed a crime or have good reason to suspect that they may have, then you can report them to the police. So the AFL chooses not to do that because it wants to deal with these things themselves. And no doubt there are issues about the image of the AFL that would lead to that conclusion. But certainly there's no problem at all with reporting potential offences to the police, and it's a community obligation, you might say.
And another one that's sort of come past us this week, and it's good to have you on, we're talking to Larry Dent, principal at Arnold, Thomas and Becker Lawyers, is this good guy judicial system. We heard Chris Scott say this week, well, the onus is on all of us now to do it on behalf of our employees now that Charlie Cameron's got away with it. Is that the way you see it as well? If you're employed by Geelong, or you're employed by Hawthorn or Collingwood, given you're a Collingwood man, and you've seen someone else get off under this good guy clause, is an employer now compelled to allow you to have the same rights if you go up?
Well, I'm a bit surprised by the reaction to this. I mean, every day in the courts that deal with criminal offences, people go up with a criminal offence and seek to mitigate the offence by saying, well, you know, I've got, I'm a good person and you should lower the penalty as a result. And this seems to me to be an extension of that. There are a couple of things that are a bit surprising, though, and that is if you this particular one, I presume you're talking about
Charlie Cameron,
Charlie Cameron and Jake Leader. The provision under the regulations for exceptional and compelling circumstances talks about players and their exemplary record, whether there's provocation, self-defence, these sorts of things. It doesn't mention anything outside of the actual circumstances of the reportable incident. Here, the tribunal's gone to character evidence because it's broadened the term exceptional and compelling circumstances to include that. And that is a little unusual, bearing in mind what's in the regulations. But as I said, it's completely normal in the courts in criminal offences. I must say there was one occasion when I raised this issue of a good record of someone, and the judge said, well, if the bloke's so good, how come he committed the offence? So it can act both ways.
Right. And they didn't obviously check Charlie Cameron's detail in the fine print about the fact that he'd been charged a few times as well. Hey, Larry, you are a Collingwood man. You got some faith. How are you going to go in the next part of the season?
Well, we've got a job ahead of us, but if we can just get the mojo back, then there's no reason why we can't go on with the job again this year.
You buying any of Nathan Buckley's memorabilia that he's got? You had breakfast with him a few months ago. You're a Bucks fan. Are you buying his shorts?
Yep, well, I'm not buying his shorts, no. I'm shocked that you should say that, Dwayne. No, but I've got plenty of memorabilia from that wonderful premiership we got last year. The club's done well out of me, that's for sure.
Great to have you, Larry. I didn't cast any aspersions. I thought you just might want to jog the streets in those shorts. Don't go the legal angle on me, Larry. We'll talk soon. Great to have you on.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dwayne.
Larry Dent, the principal at Arnold Thomas and Becker Lawyers. Talk to a lawyer and start your no-win, no-fee claim today. If you want to call Arnold Thomas and Becker, 1-300-333-300. You're with Dwayne's World.